Yeah, stemming to the name again of it all, you know, even it's how we feel, kind of how we decided on that too, is just, we didn't want to have the rules of like, oh, we're a metal band, or obviously you have a, you know, a title for something like a rock band can sum that up in an easy way, but like, we didn't want to be just like, oh, we're just a rock band, we're just a metal band. It's just like, we enjoy so many different things and styles, so it's just kind of like an art, you know, canvas, like how we feel today or whatever, so.
Yeah, exactly. Not get pegged into it like a spot or something, yeah. So the video Make It Out Alive features the Paralympic star, LaQuinta Haynes, is it? And LaQuinta Haynes, and showcasing her inspiring journey of learning to walk again, which is a powerful metaphor. Why was that necessary? Why involve LaQuinta?
Just to show people there, you know, like Chris mentioned before, the song is like a broad horizon of lots of different struggles, from addiction to, like, in her case, where she had to learn to walk all over again. You know, they just wanted to show people that it applies in many different ways. People can apply it to their lives and how it affects them.
Yeah. Did you guys have a relationship prior to connecting or during the music video?
No, we didn't actually.
So what was that like, connecting, and how did you select LaQuinta?
Actually, we just ran the concept by a director, and he actually chose her.
Okay, gotcha. And then for J. Cole, our mutual connection, what was the inspiration or What was the reasoning behind selecting Jake? You know, there's a lot of very other talented people, equally as talented as Mr. Cole. He also directed Ready for War with you guys. Why Jake?
I'll let you answer your own reason, Chris. But for me, I think the main reason was Jake's experience with films. We wanted to just have a different vibe. We did not want to do the same sort of music video that everyone's seen a billion times. We wanted to incorporate storylines, incorporate feeling, and put somewhat of like a film sort of feeling with the music. And I think Jake was really good at that. He didn't have a lot of experience in music videos per se, but that's, like I said, the style. We just wanted to change it, just, you know, have a different feeling with the music. And I think Jake has definitely helped us achieve that.
And you, Chris?
Yeah, and it's been a growing process too, I would say, working with him. You know, I mean, I think it's important to support other creatives that are, you know, local around us. He happens to be from around us, and, you know, kind of people that are from this area tend to have like a similar type of a mindset and understanding and things like that. So, I mean, there's room to grow with them together too as a part of the team. And that's what we were looking to do, is kind of build a team up instead of kind of jumping here, jumping there, you know, and it takes a while to kind of integrate with people and stuff. So, I mean, it's kind of again, like the pick thing, we're just building it, you know, getting stronger, learning each other, and kind of continuing to grow, you know, and adapt together. And I think it's cool that he's willing to work with us to try to capture our ideas and visions, which is really nice. As opposed to some other people too, they might try to force their ideas, you know, upon you or something like that. We're able to meet as a nice middle ground together and all feel happy about it, you know, as a big team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's important to note, bringing in Jared Chris for co-directing a lot on all the videos. Jared has helped us a ton, working with Jake, and like Chris said, just building a team of sort of that camaraderie where we all sort of just get on that same wavelength and achieve the same goal. I think we're starting to kind of hit that stride now, and we're getting there, I think.
Yeah, building that, like, that team that you need, that support. Yeah. And Jared was also credited for your band photo, right?
That's correct. Yeah, he's done our past few photos and co-directed on the videos,
He's
our director of content, even, I would say. Or you know, he's pretty much like our head of content or media, I would say, for sure.
Gotcha.
Our right hand man.
So since we're, you know, on named, we're doing the name dropping thing, let's really get into, like, I have some questions that are, you know, your stereotypical questions, whatever, but I also have some other stuff. But what I'm really interested in, and I think the audience is really interested in hearing about this creation of this album. I mean, you guys were beasts. You've have pumped out 10, produced 10 songs in the last year. That's wild. And they're great. So tell us what it was like. What was the journey of from the beginning to all the way up to this point of creating this, you know, very powerful album and all the people that you work with? Let's start with, John Burke, who is, you know, known as for his engineering Ready for War. He's also recorded, in your studios and what is that? Kent, Ohio?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So let's start with him and then we'll go on to the other names like Paul Bartolom, Ted Jensen, et cetera.
So I think, really the biggest key to the puzzle was Paul. Paul Bartholomé from Asking Alexandria. Writing with him, I think, was the biggest key to creating the songs. And then Johnny Burke, we brought in to record the vocal and drums in our Kent studio. Mm-hmm. So he tracked all of my drums for all 10 songs. I believe all of Chris's vocals, right? Or is there any that you did on your own? I think Johnny did all the vocals. Yeah. And then, he did some mixing as well. Him and Paul did mixing together, and then it was sent to Ted Jensen for the final master.
Yeah. And then, so break down the process for us, though. So, like, walk us through, like, especially for the audience, what does it take to, you know, do something like this, to produce an album, to find or recruit these, you know, stellar talent, talented producers and other, you know, people that you need and a team that you need to create something that you guys have created.
Chris is actually Paul's manager.
Okay.
For his solo stuff. So the connection was already there between Chris and Paul. Those two have been working together for quite a few years now, I think, on a lot of different projects. Is Chris, and I'm sure you can elaborate on that and how that relationship began there.
Yeah. I mean, Paul has been, he's from the United Kingdom and he's a singer-songwriter. So we've worked with him developing a solo career. And with that, we've been able to have him end up producing and working with a lot of other, you know, larger scale bands. So he's done Asking Alexandria's latest album that ended up having a couple Billboard number one hits. And from that, he ended up joining the band as a co-writer and a live member. And then from doing that, he also co-wrote albums for the Black Veil Brides, for Escape the Fate. There's a handful of others. But yeah, so through that, basically, you know, we've had a close collaboration of just talking songs, sharing ideas, demos and things. So that's kind of where it stemmed of all three of us together was, you know, hearing some demo ideas. Oh, we think we could make this cool. We want to, you know, do this with it, kind of back and forth with it. And then, you know, bringing that to life through obviously us, you know, putting our vocals, our drums, our things like that to take the demo ideas and things like that and shape them was where it all started for sure. And then, you know, having Johnny as a part of the team and then Ted to finish it off was incredible. And of course, Ted is, you know, an icon in the mastering world and has done almost every album you could name, you know, from like the Eagles, Hotel California to Evanescence to Green Day.
Right.
So to have him on board was, you know, just a personal honor.
Icing on the cake.
His stamp.
Yeah,
for sure. So it was a really fun creative process. It wasn't like, you know, like, oh, we have to be like this or it has to be this way. And I think that's why the songs differ a little bit. And we're happy about that too. It's, you know, this one just sounds like this. This sounds like this. Each one has kind of its own feel, its own mood, its own vibes for, you know, the time you're listening.
Yeah. I heard the whole album at Globe Iron that night, for the live debut. And I have to say that they stand on their own, independently, but they also work together. So I was thoroughly impressed by it.
I think when you listen to the album start to finish, it really starts to make sense and it sort of takes you on a journey of these hills and valleys, where the whole album sort of tells, I think, a story in itself. But you're right. I think each song we worked on individually, you know, so hard that I think they do stand out on their own as well. But we really tried to put all 10 together in an order that made sense, that really took you on a journey instead of, just a jumble of different style songs. I think together they flow nicely.
Yeah. So, back to building out this album, producing it, what were some of the challenges that you guys faced? And was there any hiccups or problems along this journey?
Oh God, yeah, nothing goes smooth. there was a lot, yeah, just, you know, obviously the challenges of working with someone in the UK, of time zone differences and then, scheduling differences and, lines, you know, we had to meet with getting the album over to Ted Jensen for mastering and getting the first show book. Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot. I'll let you elaborate there for a second, Chris. I'm going to pop you guys on hold for a sec while I handle a few customers in the store.
Yeah, I mean, I think just to elaborate further on it too, yeah, it was just a little bit of a challenge of, you know, timing. And I think the thing with us too is we didn't want to put a deadline necessarily because, you know, the whole project was meant to be fun and something we enjoyed along the way. Mm-hmm. So we didn't want to put deadlines right away and just be like, oh, it has to be this, because that's what starts the stress and kind of like kills the vibe of the project. So we put some soft deadlines and ended up working through it. You know, we had a few hiccups along the way we had to solve, as with anything being so new and fresh, but thankfully too, we've been experienced and have done a lot of the stuff before. So even when the hiccups came, I mean, it was more just like a darn it type of a thing. Oh, we'll deal with it versus like, let's just run the whole thing or give up or anything like that. I mean, I don't think stopping was ever like a thought or a question. Even it was just like, what's that? You know, we just have to keep going. Type of a thing. And that's what's kept it fun too and interesting as well. I mean, it hasn't been just like a smooth, easy ride as it shouldn't be, but it hasn't been like the worst either. So I just try to remind myself too, and I'm sure Brian as well, but like we have fun too, but we want it to be good. So.